here on Daf Yudzayin Lamed Beis, the second line from the top of the Yomet. Tana Rabona, Hashaberachacha Hashem Aleikecha. By Hanoke it says, Yitzayincha Migonecha Miyekvecha Hashaberachacha Hashem Aleikecha. Yochel Nizborech Bayis Migloloi Manikin Loi. Like it seems that this is the Sibbe for the Chiyuv Hanoke, Hanik Tanik Loi, Ashaberachecha. Yochel Nizborech Bayis Migloloi, Manikin Loi. Loi Nizborech Bayis Migloloi, Ein Manikin Loi. Tamud Loima, Hanik Tanik Mikol Moke. So there's a Kefal Aloshin that you should give the Shir Hanoke whatever occurred. In Kain Ma Talmud Loima Sheberachecha Haf Akel Lefi Brocha Ten Loim. Let us see Rashi Akel Lefi Abroche Im Nizborech Habayis Bishviloi Harbei Taisef Alo Hanoke Vim Lav Al Tivchais Min Hakosev. Now, I really don't know, I couldn't be mevare, what does this mean, Nisborech Bayis Begloloi? We have, in Pashas Vayetze, it says, that Lavan told Yaakov Avinu, Nichashti Vayivorecheini Hashem Beglolecha. And the Sfulnu says Pshat, Reisi Shaitsesi min hamikne domim merubim voisher yoisa min hamugo viodati shezeh hoye biglolecha. Shebosa bebeisi brocha leraglecha bevois hamikne umbishal nechosim kamorim zal tekef letalmud chochem brocha. So it's so that is true. Yaakov Avinu came to Lavan. So Taked is a seder of Tekev leTalmud Chacham Broche. Here we're speaking about someone that purchased a criminal, Machru Bezdin, Nimka Bignei Bosai. Good. It could be he stole because of a tzairech. But the pashtis. Haloshin, it would seem it's not because he was a good worker. Hashem berachecha, Hashem aleikecha, we're miyaches bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it would seem that somehow, either the achnasas oichem or the, he's nice and mezaynes lishtei lebonov and kitayv la'imach, he's. So it could be that he was Eicha or was Abichas Hashem. I think that's Pashta the Krah, wasn't. So if he was Eicha to such a broche, so Aniktanik loy, Hashemirachacha Hashem aleikecha. So Lachaire, so that's the two psukim. If there was a broche, Mizmoch Bash Bishvilay Harbei. Yisoh ha-ribui brochet toysev al-hanoki v'imlav al-tivchais min ha-kosuk. You shouldn't be poiches from the minimum amount, which halacha we paskin is 30 sloy. That is what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Elozo ben Azaya Omer dvorim kichsovo. No. Nisborach bayis begloloi manikim loy. Loy nisborach bayis begloloi ein manikim loy. There's no hanoki period. Im keima Talmud loima hanek tanik. Say, what's the kefal aloshin? Dibra teire kaloshin b'nei Adam. But the whole chi of tashluma yanoke is only when, if there was berachacha Hashem aleikech. Tana rabona. Eved ivri oived esaben ve'einoi oived esabas. Om ivriye einoi oived es loyes aben. V'lo yes abas. הנרצה והנמקה לא עבד כחוב מן העבד לא יעשה בן ולא יעשה בה. So we have here, המבריה, נרצה, נמקה לעקום, all of them are יועצים במיסס הודאים. And an עבד עברי, if there is a בן, says עבד עשה בן, if not, he's יועצה חינם. Oma ama, עבד עברי עבד עשה בן, ואין עבד עשה בה. Menoani mili the Tana Rabbono Vavodcho Shei Shonim. So there is a miyut Vavodcho that he should be oived the Odaim Lecho v'loy liyorish. But if it's not Lecho, he died. So for the Yoshim, he's not an Eved. Ata ima Lecho v'loy liyorish. Ayeini ela Lecho v'loy lebein. By a ben also, the halacha will be that it will not be oived as a ben. Kshoimar sheish shonim yavoy, there's another pasuk. Now this pasuk sheish shonim yavoy does not specify yavod cho. It says sheish shonim yavoy, he has to work 6 years, regardless if it's for you or it's for someone else. Tzaharei leben omo. So from this pasuk is telling us if he left over a ben, so emela then the halacha is that sheishanim yavoid, and if he did not leave over a ben, he left over yoshim, such as a daughter or a brother. So emela amani mekayim vavod lecho sheishanim lecho v'leila yairish. So a yairish that means an ach or a bas. Is a din vavod cho, not v'leila yairish. And sheishonim yavoid is coming to be marbe v'oived es haben. So the Gemara asks, maro iso l'rabis es haben l'loitzi es haoch. So how do you know to split the hair? That for the ben is sheishonim yavoid, for an och is vavod cho. So the Gemara answers, marbani es haben, Shekain kom tachas oviv liyada for the stay achuzah. That it's kom tachas oviv for yield and for stay achuzah. So lechere, there's a lomdus of, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Eved ivri oived es haben, imeis adoinov, oived es benoi, ad meloi sheish, Oyada yovel hapoygoy besoicha ve'enoi oived es habas imein loy ben v'loy liyoyrish shar yoshim kegoyin habas oy ha'ach yavoid is a sheishanim yavoid v'loy ksiv yavod cho. So the Gemara says shekein kom tachas oved liyado shemiyayid omo ivriye bekesef miknosa. The kesef miknosa that the father gave, then there was an option that this money could be used for kesef issues. So the son can use this money for his issues. Ve'ein tzricha kedushin acherem, v'chsi ve'im livnoi yiyodena. So l'chere, what did the Gemara see from here? Look here, the Gemara saw from here, he was speaking about a filu b'chayei hof, v'im livna yodena. Now, it seems the money was given for the odai. So how does this money help for the yid of b'nai? So it seems there's a lomdus of ben kom tachas ovid, bro kare davua, that means he's considered like an extension of the father. For money that could help. For his own yield, can help for his son's yield. So we see there's a concept of kom tachas ovid. Ulistei achuzet. Hamagdish steyachuzose. The person is magdish steyachuzose. Poide beis kur zera chaymer soirim vachemishim shekel kesef. That means there is the, there's a mechudish teka halacha by the pidyon of a steyach huzeh, that there is a standard amount of damim lifdaisai. We don't look at the actual value of this karka, but the, we shot up the pidyon of a steyach huzeh, that amokim, that tzroi lizroya, a kul of sa'irim, chaymer is a kul, is, that's called base kul zera chaymer sa'irim. A base kul where one can be zereya, a kul of sa'irim. So that area we're paid for chamishim shekel kesef. That is the pidyon. V'im lay podo. What if the magdish was not paid this other? Umechara gizbal la'acher, and the gizbal sold the soda to someone else. And yachil oid lefnoisa. So if it was sold already to someone else, so the magdish cannot be paided. Ul sheyoitza miyad aleikech biyoivul. Remains by the leikech till yoivul. Then yoivul, we take it away from the leikech. Mischalekes lekahanim. So does not go back to the original Bailam, but it's Mischalik Lekahan. That is if someone else purchased it. Avalim Lekocha B'noi Shal Magdish, but what if the Ben of the Magdish was paid it? And Yaitse Menil B'yoibel Ischalik Lekahan. Ochitanya Be'elchen B'imlo Yigol Esasode. If he will not be goyel the sod, who's the he? Bailen. Vimochar es asod the gizbar. And the gizbar will sell, the bailen was not goyel the field. And the gizbar sold the field. La'acha, li'ishacha, v'loy le'ben. Not, he didn't sell it to the ben, he sold it to someone else. So ye'in el la'acha, v'loy la'ach. And ach is not called acha. Shoyim aleish arei ha'achomo. The ach is included in ish. Omani mekayim la'ache, la'ache v'loy la'ben. But a ben is not considered an ache. A ben is considered, he's b'makim aviv kayme, so it's not considered it was sold to someone else. It's considered ke'ilu. The Bailam was paided. Uma rois la rabbi says a ben, uloiti es ach, abni es a ben, she can come tachas over the yado, ula ever divri. So, Mamela, so we see in these two cases, in Yiyud, in Steyachuse, there is a concept of ben bemokim oviv oimit. So the Gemara says, Moyesakasha Adarabe Ma Bani Esaach Shekain Kom Tachas Ochiv Li Yibum. By Yibum it's Kom Al Shem Ochiv Yokum Al Shem Ochiv. So you see he also has this concept of his Oimed Bim Kaim Ochiv Yokum Al Shem Ochiv. He takes over the issues of the brother, so Akaponim it's like he's Bim Kaim Ochiv. So the Gemara says, "Klum yesh yibum el b'mokim she'ein ben, or yesh ben ein yibum." So the Gemara says, "That's also he's a second-rate b'mokim ochiv. If there's a ben, so then we have the ben is around. So we have that like ochiv is kayim. So there's no need of yibum. If there's no ben, so then he's also." The mokim ochiv, but the first choice of the mokim hameis is the ben. Elo time dikapich. So the Gemara says. So the whole reason we are magdim the ben to the och is because it was yibum only exists when there's no ben. But there's a ben, there's no yibum. So that's why he's a second-rate bimkoim hameis. Like the Gemara, laf ochi, then it'd be a kasha, maybe achodif. The typically, the hoche tauti, the hoche chodif. So l'chayre, there's another cheshbin. The hoche tauti, by to say that the ben is bimokim oviv, I have two cases. I have yiud and stay achuse, v'hoche chode, and here we only have yibum. So in two places I see that the ben is b'mokim oviv. So the Gemara says stay achuse nami, mehai pilcha hudekanavke leilatanik, lum yeshibum ele b'mokim shein ben. Instead we hear Rashi botan that says liish achel acha v'leila ben, maybe acha v'leila ach, so the Gemara says shekein kom tachas oviv, the yield. So we get the whole Makoya that a ben is bemokim oviv is tafke from yield. And the Gemara asked over there, maybe Ema Achev Leila Ash can come tach his ochiv liibum. So the Gemara says, Klum v'yashibum bemokim shem ben. Falkoponim, the Makoya that ben is come tach as oviv, the Makir is Yud. What is he, Rashi? Adarabha, Marvani is Ash, can come tachas ochiv li yibum. Tlum yeshib and bemokim shein ben, oim yesh ben ein yibum. Venichusa. Ala taima, my marvis le ben, tfei meyach, di kahai pilche. Tlum yeshibum, ala bemokim shein ben. Umishani, Stechus and Ami Mai Pirche, the Ilaf Ai Pirche, the Klum Yeshim, the Kamelos Buye Ben Feimach, I would never raye, and Ben more than enough, the Hosom Lai Ben Ksi Bedje, Vlai Och Si Bedje, or Mishum the Kom Tachas Oviv Liyada. The Ksi Bedje, who them, that's as close as Kom Tachas Oviv, who them are being in the Upachina lo adara bababani esach, can come liyibum, it's a lishnuya, lo klum yeshibum, ela bamokim shein ben. I'm yesh ben ein yibum. Bahosam lakala meilev, idoche tati vacha chode, da chode vachode nino. That it's chode vachode. Ela diike yeide beben, viyibum baoch tersi ben, it's chode vachode. So me meilem, the whole hyphen we slug up the spilche is klum yeshibun al b'mokim shein ben. Let us see Taisvis. Mar bani es aben shekein kom tachas oviv liyado ustei achuze. Perish pekuntres. Hamagdish stei achuze poide beis zera chaymer soiren benun shekel kesef. Ve'im loi podo. If he wasn't paid it, umocha hagizba la'acha, and the gizba sold it, so the bach is meisiv, shuv eini yochol evdoise. Och she yoytze miyad alokeach, biyoyvul mischalekes lakahan. Avom locha benoisha la magdish miyad hagizba, eini yoytze miyad biyoyvul mischalekes lakahan, vechsi vimocha sasoda li'ish acha v'loy lebet. V'imtayma amay lay kamalay. Why didn't the Gemara? So the Gemara wants to. We have here two mekayres of kam. With by yud is b'nai kam tachas oviv. By yibum is kam tachas ochid, and that's the pilpul of the Gemara. Which kam are we magdim? So we say the kam tachas oviv liyud. In Taima Amaylai Kamalai Nachla de Ben Koydem Laoch. Why did the Gemara mention in Hilchis Nachla we see that the Ben is before the Och? The Yeshlaima de Leichoshim Alahanu de Lesnu Baoch Klau. The Gemara is only speaking about the Inyonim that an Och Bechlau doesn't have any Koyach. Visnayu be Ben. For example, Yehud. Yehud is b'nai kom tachas oviv. אבל נח לא יישא נמי באוך במוקים שאין בן ובס. So what is pshat in Taisus Teretz? What is Taisus answer? Taisus answer is that, well, this is a nach la by nach also. Taisus is takashe, but a ben is before a nach. So Taisus says, well, but there's a nach la by nach also, so what's the Teretz? I think pshat in Taisus Teretz is as follows. By Emerson, by Eva Divri, we have here two psukim. We have, ba'avodecha, Sheishonim. He only works for you, not for others. Na'avodcha Sheishonim. Then he have another pasuk, Sheishonim Yavid. He works 6 years regardless. It doesn't say for you. He works 6 years regardless. So we have here Astira and Tupsukim. So the Gemara says, Na'avodcha is coming, Sheishonim Yavid is coming to be Marbe the Ben. Shkein kom tachas ovin v'yiyud. So Dachsachmir, the Gemara means to say as follows, that the Sheishonim Yavoid is, we stretch the Ba'avodcha, Ba'avodcha is Kaimu B'nai also, Shekom Tachas Ovid, so this is Ba'avodcha. It's not you in person, it's Brokare De'avue, so Ba'al Koponim. So this is, that's the ribuy. Like this I would say, Vavodcha means literally only for you. So when the Sheishonim Yavoid, I learned that Vavodcha is you and whoever is Kom Tachtecho, who's considered you. So Memele, but so the Vavodcha is Memayit, someone who Yarshins it from you. Yerusha means it's not yours anymore, it goes over to Yerusha. So Vavodcha, Volei Liyayrish. That's the drosh of the Gemara. But if you will not be goyres, this alimus of yield, you won't be, well, come to yourself. You'll say, well, in Yerusha Gufa, a ben is koydim la. Fine! So he's ben koydim la. But if lemaise, sheishonim yavoid means he works for a yoyresh also, that's the lomdis. So memela, so what's the chilek, this yoyresh or this yoyresh? Shayyidin kadime. But, Vavodcha includes you and all haboim mikoichom liroish koichacho, so then you can't split the hair and say for a ben yes and for an achna. That is pshat and toishut. That's how the Gemara is looking by yield and achna's name amokim. And I'd like to mention two aloches that one aloche the Minchas Chinuch brings down. That what is Oyved as Haben, what if there are two children, two sons, and one is a Bukhaya, so Minchas Chinuch says he won't, the Bukhaya will not take Pishnaim in this Eved. And the reason is, Lachaya, a very positive reason, because the whole din of Pishnaim is when a Bukhaya takes Mikoyach Yerushas, and Yerushas Habonim is the Bukhaya takes a double Chaylik. But that what is oived as a ben is not als din Yerusha. It's because a ben is kom tachas oved. It's like the father is still alive. In this seder of kom tachas oved, we don't find this nalimus of a b'cher over a poshet. That's only in Hilchus Yerusha we find this. But here he takes the eved als kom tachas oved. And I saw they bring down from the Hamakne that. What'll be a din by Ben Aben? So Ben Aben, the Makta says, since by Yiyu there's no din of Kom Tachas Oviv, Ami Oviv, so a Ben Aben will be Yaitse. So if I can't, I mean, that's, I think that's Shat and Taisvis. The Taisvis means, if we are saying that he's Oviv as a Ben Mikoyach Yerusha, then, so Avotro is not Memayit Yoshim, so then you can't say Ben Yes and Anachna. So Zanach is also a Yerush, but Mokim Shein Ben. Omo Ivriya Eine Yevedes Lo Yesa Ben V'lo Yesa Bas. Meno Ani Mili. Omo Rabbi Pode Da Omo Akro Ba'af La Moscho Tase Kein Ikisha Akosub Le Nirtza. We'll see later we have a posse by Nirtza Ba'avodoi Lo Ilom. So Avodah Yizamid is only Oivet Esa Odoin, no one else. And it says, Va'afla Moscha Tase Kain, that this halacha that a Nilsa has of a Vavodoi applies by Omavri also. She's only Oivet Esa Odoin and not Afilu Benoi. Ikisha Akosuv Lenilsa. Ma Nilsa Eine Oivet Loyasa Bein, Buloyasa Bas. So the Gemara asks, "Vahai la moscha tasa kein lahoch yudiyosa?" Hami boy lelech desanya. This pasuk is coming to tell us, "Vaf la moscha tasa kein lahanik lahanik." This is coming for Hanoke. That means in the previous psukim, it speaks about Hanukkah Bavadivri, then it diverts a little bit, it starts speaking about Yetziyah of an Bavadivri. And then it says, Va'af la Moscho Tasekein. So this is going back on the Hanukkah of Anom Evriyah. So it would be Makishot, Wagabi Din Hanukkah. Maybe I'll learn Kepashte Bikro that there's a din ritzia by Om Evriya also. By the Pasha of Ritzia it says Om Yoimer Ha'eved, so we see Klov lo Yom Evriya. Harei Ritzia Omo, Omani Mekain Vavla Mosra Tasekein. So I know Ritzia is no hekish to Ritzia. Vafla Mosra Tasekein Lahanik. Him Kain Nichtoiv Kro La Amosra Kain. So the Gemara says like this. Really, it's coming to tell us La Amosra Kain that just like a Nirza is not Oivedes Haben, Avodoi. So that Allah applies by Namavi also. So for that Allah should have said Af La Moscha Kain. My Tase, there's a Dinasiya also La Moscha Kain. So Tase is coming to be Malba Hanoke. Shamit Minotauti. And Ritzia, I know that it's not going because it says Im Oma Yoima Revet. So I know Bachlau is no Din Ritzia by Anome. And from the Tas I learn out Hanukkah, and from the Mamos Rakein I learn out She'eino Oivedes Esaben. Zok Rashi, Manir Se'eino Oivedes Esaben. Lechsiv Va'avodoi Loi V'loi Leben. Lahanik, so the Gemara says, Vavla Mos was coming to tell us that Zadin Hanukkah Barum Evriyah. Bikrod La'el Minei, the previous psukim ksiv hanek, v'hod ksiv retziye, or ksiv basrei, afla moscha tasekein, it's going back, not on retziye, it's going v'hanekoi. Im kein de lekeisha l'chudi also, to tell us that it's only oivid. Es ha'odoi, nichtev afla moscha kein, maitasa la gmuri nami ahenek. Look the Gemara weiter. Hanirza va nimka loivet kechov meni oivet loyas abein v loyas abas. Nirza dersi verotza doino ves ozne ba marzei va avodoi loilo bezamir v loyas aben ves abas. Nimka loivet kechov minai. Hadino nimka loivet kechov also is not Oivet Es Haben, Omacheski Omakro, Vechishav Im Koinei. Now this Pasuk is speaking about that Gula Tiyelo, as soon as you sell them, we try to be goyled evidently. So the Pasuk says, Vechishav, you should make a Cheshbon Im Koinei. It doesn't say make a Cheshbon with the other. It says make a Cheshbon with the person who purchased him. V'loi im yoshei koneyu. So that's a miyut. Im koneyu v'loi im yoshei koneyu. So we see klaw that an eved ivri is not oived as habet. Omar ove, devar toire. Min ha-toire oived keichovim yeirish es ovid. That a goyish is on Yashin's father.
Shenema vechishev im kainayu, v'lo im yoshe kainayu. I need a mir to tell me that an evidibri goes out lecheres when the odin dies. Because of this midlam yoshik, and I learned that by the divri they don't yashik. But my story is there is a din yerusha by goy. This is a member of Rava. Var toyroi v'kechavim yerusha sovit. Geire soivit kechavim. What about if a person, a goy, had a son, a goy? Now the son was Megayer himself. Here we only yarshins midrabot. The snan, we learned a Mishneh, ger v'yoyveit kechon, sheyoshu es adiyem. They both yarshin their father, oyveit kechon, they had a father, a goy, and now the father has two children. One is a ger, and one is a goy. Is ger yocholay meloy v'tkechavim? So the ger can tell the guy, "Tul ata avaydis kechavim, ani mois, you'll take avaydis oris, the getchkes from our father, and I'll take the money. Kineged that, tul ata yayin eser, ani peiris, and I'll take the peiris. Mishubo lirshus ger. But what is if?" The Vedizorah, the Yayin Esach, was delivered already with Shuzgel. Also, then he can't say this. But let's go back to the first din before it came to the Rishus Ger. So then the din is, he tells the Ger, the Ger tells the Goy, that you take the Vedizorah and I'll take the money. Bisalke dait of the Eraise, if we'll say that mina teirem. Ager is yerish es oviv dvar teirem. Kiloi bo le shusay namis, afilo it didn't come in his rishus. Ki shoke chilufi avaydis keichom mudu shok togude kashoku. He's taking chilufi avaydis keichovim. So that means, if they both yarshin min atayre, so that means before Chaluke, each one had a schus in the whole Yerusha, that means the ger had a schus in the Avodah Zarah also. They had an equal schus in the whole Yerusha. Now, the ger comes with a fruma cheshbon to his brother, the goy, says, listen, you take Avodah Zarah, he'll take all the holy things, I'll take the money. And so he says, so if you hold that the ger is yerish ovid v'al teire, so has a lot to do. This is chilufei avodah zarah, which is also bano. The same thing about chilufei yayin eser, which is also bano. Elo midarabot. So zaray yemin ha-teire doesn't yashin. This will elaborate a little more on Taisus. Elo midarabonon, zeirohu, the over, and why did the Rabbonon say this? Why did they have to say Yarshin's his father, the Goy? If Minatere, there's no din Yerusha, so let's remain with that there's no din Yerusha. So the Rabbonon said, no, he does Yarshin. Zeirohu, the over, the Rabbonon, shemo yachze lesure. That means as follows, that if we'll say, we have to understand, that you had the father was John, and the son was Jim. Now the son Jim was Magai himself, and now the father dies. The father was a millionaire. Now if we're going to tell Jim, you can't take any of the money of your father. You're what? So he'll have charot on the whole geiris, merdik in the soyin, and yes, I'll be a guy again. I'm a guy. Even though halachically he can't become a guy, but he won't accept that. He'll go back to yachzal esura. So therefore, Chazal said, "Midrabon and yiyash." So then he doesn't have a legitimate reason to become back a goy. I mean, he can be a ger and be a millionaire also. No. So So Mameo, that's why Chazal made a takot. Tanya Nami Hochi will come soon back to. We learned that Baraisa also like that. But Medvorim Amurim Psheyoshu. That when can they make this Chaluke Psheyoshu? Avok Shenishtatvu also. But if you had a Yid and a Goy were Shutvim together, and they were Shutvim with Yayin and analogous to Zachin, and then they make a Chaluke, so then he can't tell the Shutvim, you take the Yayin and I take the money, that you can't do. Now let us see Rashi. Devar Torah, Mideitzach Lemutei Eved Ivri. Since we have to be Memayet and Eved Ivri, that it doesn't work for Chishivim Keneyu Vloim Yoshe Keneyu, we should bow. Yes, so Memela, so we see that Pemison is a Din Yoshe, and here there's a Miyut. Then the Eved Ivri doesn't go over Beirush. Mishibo Lushusker, also Lachlifam. It came to the Rishu's Ger, the Kamasani mi Yisuriyano, then he's Masani mi Yisuriyano. Kiloibo nami mechimai, but if you saw this at in Yerush Minatoyer, mechimai yisoyvet kechovim, zoche bachtsoy, see, well, if it's at in Yerush Minatoyer, so zeich and half of the Yerush, ahash te kamachlof lay, and now, we're exchanging it. So be chalufi Yisuriyano, Now, I just like to mention there's a Psarashi in Sanhedrin, that Geiris Be'emison is considered like a new lady. A new entity came Bo'elom, before he was a Goy, now he's a Yid. So this is like, it was Noilad, a new person, which was non-existent before. And Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Noilad Beli of Vo'e. That means this lady came not through parents. So, the pshat is that the leide, a leide of a parent creates yichas to the parent. So memele, so that's that leide. So he was born als goy, he's miyuchas to his parents. Now when he became a yid, it's a new leide, kikotn shen loyla adami. But this lady is not through his parents. It's a lady beli of vei. That's what Rashi says, Noilat me'elov. This is a lady that he self-created. That's, he says, like a self-made man. He made himself, absolutely. He made himself a yid, but this is a new thing. So that's why that severs the connection he has with his previous biological parents. Now, there's a Taisvus in Avodah Zarah and a Ritva Bayos. What's the Tanya Nami Hochi? It's a very modern Gemara of it. We hear there a Mishnah that a girl he said like this, Gera Saiva Kirchhovim, Aini Midibre Taira, Allah Midibre Saif, the Snan. He learned, Gera Saiva Kirchhovim, Shiosh Saviyim, Aiva Kirchhovim, Gera Yachalayim, Aiva Kirchhovim, Tulat, Aiva Kirchhovim, Dani Mois. Fine. Visal, so that's what says in the Mishnah. Visal Kadaitach de Reise, if Yash in the Taira, so how can he do this? It's Chilufa Yavidus Kirchhovim. So it's a Raya, it's not Minat Taira. That's the Rai. Tanya Nami Ochi. I learned the Rai also like this. A medvar mamurim sheyoshu. But by Yoshu, he can say this. Avokshinishtat was. So what is the Rai to what we're saying before? Repeating the same Amochi. So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, that's Samach Dalet on the days, and the Ritva say as follows. Memes and Tosfos over here as the Kash, we have to understand what Tosfos answers, but Tosfos here as the Kash, this whole Raya of Rode, Lachere, we can be very much mefatak with the Raya. It could be, you know why the Ger tells the brother, you take the Avodah Zarah and I take the money, and why this is permissible? Because we say Yesh Breire. So the din of Yesh Breire is, however the Chaluk is made, that's how the Yerusha fell to Chathchila. The Gemara says that by Yerusha you say Yesh Breire, so Achin Shechalku ain't Chesun Zel Lezeh V'yoybul. This is the Karka Ayashin, this is the Karka Yuyashin. If we hold Ein Breire, so then it's chayzun zelzo yevo. So I purchase it from you. You purchase from me. So memeila sofakert yesh bereire. The chiddush of yesh bereire is that we assume the way they decided to make chalukah. That's how the Yerusha fell chatchila. So we have to understand Rabbi. So what Rav is raya? Oh, you know why a girl doesn't yashin her father? Because if a yashin be chalupa by the zar, what's the raya? Could be a girl does yashin in that time. But we hold yesh breir. And Taisus has this kash over here. Taisus, by the zar, has this kash. So Taisus says, that's the tanya nami hachi. David says, by mad vorm amurim bi yorshim. Oh, but we should him. You can't do such a thing. Now, by Shutvim, we also say Yesh Breire. If Shutvim divide, we also say Yesh Breire over double Mafreya. This was your Chalik and this was my Chalik. So why by Shutvim can you say the same thing? Is Arai in the Tanot, Ein Breire. So that's why by Shutvim you can't say such a thing. So why by Yoshim do you say such a thing? Is Arai because Gerein a Yerish of it. That's why it works. That's how the Taisus and Avodah Zarah and the Ritva learn Pshat this Tanya Namiyah. Now let us see Taisus. But before we'll see the Taisus of Chalifi Avodah Skechavim, let us see the next Taisus, and then we'll come back to that Taisus. Elami Darabonon Gzeira Shem Yaksa Lesuah. So the Gemara Sarov is said, so how does it help? Vinyarshin. So, Zayre Shem Yatsa Lusur. Mahashde Lehavi Chalifi Avedus Kechom. So now Taisus had a kasha. Fine. The Minatayre is not the Nyerush. Midarabonin is a the Nyerush. No, Midarabonin is a the Nyerush, so we still have a problem. So Midarabonin, and if we, in Akoch, we hold the Imreire, So Midarabonin, we have a problem. How can the Geir tell his brother, the Goy, that you take the Yayin Nesach and I'll take the money. So Taisa says, V'hashu lehavi chalifi avedus keichovim, v'chachomim leitiknu lo yerushe ki'im beheta. V'heim omru, v'heim omru. Amir de kizach. So now Taisa says, two yisaitis. Number one, the whole yerushe is mid Rabbon. And the Rabbonin said, so we said he yarshins. We only said he yarshins etta the kemoni. Also the kemoni, abe the zora the kemoni, others, we never said that he yarshins. So I saw meirah the kahor in Rav Moshe. So let us be megashim dinyan. The father left over $1,000. $500 cash and $500 of yayin esach. Now, the Chachomim, Navi the Rabbonon, the Ger Yarshins. Now the Ger Yarshins, the Yayin Nesach, Heim Omur Veimom. Yayin Nesach, Yilon Yarshin. The Kmu Avi Reises, Yilon Yarshin, the Yayin Nesach. But the money, he Yarshins together with his brother. So how much did he Yarshin? $250. That's the Chesh. Chemein, that he Yarshins. So, what really should be, is that he should take 250 and the brother should take the 250 in Kuwait. Because between you and me, the Goyish brother is the only Yerish on the wine. Now he comes over to his brother, the Ger comes over to his brother, Bruder Laban, and he gives him a pat on the back, you know, I'm giving you all the wine.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if you give me another $250?
We hold the wine, $500. He makes a good sales speech, the brother might give it to him.
But so that's pshat. But he's giving it to him not al tzchiluv, he's giving it to him al tzamatone. Because there's a tarmeshe. That means this extra $250 is giving him between you and me, he doesn't have to give it to him. He can keep it for himself. And the wine, I'll take you, give me the wine, shkayach. The wine is, he can tell him this and hope for the best. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's what Rav is saying. Ve'imtayma. So let's go. So that's for Chayyim Shab. Ve'imtayma. Ve'ma yachzel l'suray. Ha'miyachin nizgaya kekotin shenay l'domi. That means what are we afraid of? As soon as he was megayir himself, he's a kotin shenay l'domi. Ve'yachzel l'suray yesh lo din yisrael mumeh. He's still on yash. You think he's going to pay? He's going to pay to become back a goy? He can't become back a goy. Yeah, he can't yash in your fathers. He might as well be full. Selain sich nicht. Yeshleimer, sheyita li eslai chelik Yerushalayim. He'll make a toys. I mean, such a lamdan he's not. He's a ger. And some emailer, he won't, he'll feel that if I'll be a goy, I'll go back to the goyishkeit, I'll yash. Some emailer, he might do this. So therefore, Chazal said that he shouldn't do it. Now let's go back to the previous Tosfos. Chalifei avoydes kachovim kashokul. Because of this, Rav proved that ein Yerusha, a ger doesn't yash in his father the goy. Ve'ein loyma taima mishum breire. So Tosfos asked this kasha, but we had asked before, b'shem Tosfos kloima hashta uvra hadova dezel chelka. So what's the raya? Maybe we say yesh breire. Now, before we go further, on this kasha of breire, I saw Rav Moshe's Rebbe brings down Rabbi Kebeger Mishnayis asks a murdike kasha on this Tosfos. There's a gemara in Bechiras, this whole concept of breire, which is a murdike chiddush, but breire is that we say that's how the Yerusha fell. That means Bishas Nefilas Ayerusha, the Torah was mapo the Yerusha, how later they'll decide between themselves which Chelek he'll get, which Chelek he'll get. Was the way they decide later how to make the Yerusha. Fine. There's a Gemara in Bechiras, this whole concept of Yesh Breire is by Min Echad. That means if the father left over for Hamoirim, so, Reuven gets two, Shimon gets two. Which two does, if you hold Yesh Breire, Reuven Yash and these two, and Shimon Yash and these two. But if the father left over two Chamoirim and two Susim, and they decide, okay, you take the Chamoirim, I'll take the Susim, the Zichonodin of Yesh Breire. Because I can never say, that's how Yerusha is, that he gets the Susim, he gets the Chamoirim. There's no such thing. Yerusha is, Al Tzioshim, all of them are entitled to whatever mean the father to divide, whatever mean. We can say the Chalukah, we can say the Chalukah, when we divide up the meanim, so we can say the chaluk of each mean is huvra dovel amafreya. But there's no Yerusha that he should yash in one mean, he should yash in another mean. Frekt Rabbi Kevege on Toisvis, it's a chamur de kekashe. So what's bechlal Toisvis? How can you say yesh breire? We're talking about two meanim over here. Talking yayin esach and money, these are two meanim. Okay, that's a chamur de kekashe. Let's not go into this kashe. Anyway, so Tosfos asked Akasha, what's Rav's raya what is Rav's raya? That is not din Yerusha ager es ovivakum. Could be this, that din Yerusha we say yesh breire. Din kain,
Afilu po lo shusay nami ye muta mehai taime. So Tosfos says, it says, in bo lo shusay, that he can't say, if the wine came by shus of the ger, he can't say, you should take the wine and I'll take the money. He can't say that. Now we have to understand this Ashvela Tosfos. So what's the problem? Bolo shusai means they decided that they made the chalukah and the decision was that the ger should yarshin the wine and the guy should take the money. And now later he finds out, oy vey, oy vey, it's a chosa bano. So now he wants, for now it's chalukah yisurei ano. What did Taisfa see from him? Bolo shusai, you can't do it. So the Hamakna says, and Shlomo Eger brings down the Hamakna, in bol shusai does not mean after chalukah. If it's talking about the maid chalukah that he took the girl, took the wine, so say in chalku, the notal, hayayin, then he can't say it anymore. Bol shusai means before chalukah. What happened? We're before chalukah, and then there's movers, and they're emptying out the father's house, and the wine, they're taking it, so they went and brought the wine to the ger, akasha v'mar, but this is not that there was a chalukah, and there was a decision that the ger should take the wine. So he took the wine, the wine was delivered lebeis hager, kaidem chalukah. So it says, in bolo shusoi, forget about it. Then you can't make it. Is kan shoyel aben? Why? So Taisu says as follows. If we will learn that the time that it's muta is als yesh breire, that's why it's muta. So in bolo shusai before chaluke, it doesn't make sense that you can't make chaluke, you can't be machle. Why can't you be machle? Well, before chaluke, they delivered it to my house, I couldn't talk, fine, so it's in my house. But before chaluke, the chaluke is matter the hachlofe, because we say yesh breir. So al kochoch, we hold ein breir. Or sapas nish kein breir. So that chiddush, that means, so Rav Shlomo Eger seems to be saying as follows. I think this is what he means. That the Emerson Chazal, they split the hair over here. They said, midrabonon, a ger does not, the minatoir, a ger doesn't yarshin as other. Midrabonon, he does yarshin. But they said, we're going to split he yarshins, but the dvarim asurim he won't yarshin. So arta kona de rabbonon heim omru veheim omru. They said even though we said a yarshin, but if it's a dvar asur he won't yarshin. So they only said this if it was loy bobur shusay. So we'll say it doesn't yarshin, but if it was delivered to him already, so then they didn't want to say if it was delivered to him already. So then they said already that Yarshin, because Mikra Dimitar Boni Yarshin. So Kozman wasn't delivered to him, so we'll say he didn't Yarshin, it won't be Yosach Lahachlev. But the minute it went into his Rishus, they did not, Doshna of Shlamegis, given the Viyam Lushusoi, Kansu shloyaymru shloyaymru shloyir lo yerushimid rabon. So then they didn't say he doesn't have yerushimid rabon. Since it was delivered to him, it looks like a yarshin, and then we were splitting the hair already, so they didn't want to split it further. And then they said that the rabon of the kedin yerusha applies, and therefore it's chalufei avodizor. Zot the gemara weiter. Oyveit keichovim es hager. What is if a father was Megaya himself and he has a son Nagoy? Or Vigair es hager, or both of them are Megaya themselves. There's nothing Yerusha whatsoever. So this is very good. This we understand very good, because the whole reason we were massacring the Yerusha, because we're afraid that the son, who's a girl, will jump back to this Goyish guy. His father's a millionaire, left over $1 million, and now he's a Yid in Kenyashin. So go back. Change his mind. Switch back to Goyish guy. So if he's a Goy, some a Mele, so it's profitable to become back a Goy. It's a big Nesoyin. So we're afraid he might become back a Goy. That's what we said. No, you're a Yid, he can still Yashin him. But if the father was a Ger, and the son was a Goy, so Meikah then, the connection between the father and the son was severed already. The father has no connection with his son. So the guy doesn't yashin him in Atayra. So what are we afraid of? What's the guy gonna do? His father was a millionaire, so what is he gonna do? He has nothing to do. I mean, he's a guy and it's no good. So what's going to be? I mean, the guy himself, it's also no good. I mean, the Yarzel Asure won't help. Or a ger as a ger, both of them are gerim. So the son will say, I'll become a guy again. So what? He won't accomplish anything. So therefore, if the son is a guy and the father is a ger, the ger as a ger, it's not. We learned that Mishnah. Lova mois min hager shenizgairu bonavimoi. He borrowed money from a ger shenizgairu bonavimoi. Lo yarzel bonav. Now the father died, so don't pay up the children. Vim hirzel ein ruach chachomim noichei menu. The chachomim are not happy with his actions. So we see klal that a ger es a ger doesn't yash na fulu mit rabo. Frag de gemore vo sanje ruach ha chom im leuchem ene. We learned a different bereise. If you give back to the ger, you pay back the ger, they're very happy. Loi kash. Kan shai rosoi ve lei dosoi shaloi bikdushe. The case that ein ruach ha chom im leuchem ene is that he was born a goy, then the father was Megaya himself, and then he was Megaya himself, so then there's no connection between them whatsoever, and so don't pay him up. What does this mean? So lecheira means as follows. It means that a goy married a goyte. Fine. In the before the later, they both decided to become geir. So memela, so the father became a geir. The mother altsmu beres also became a geiris. Now the tvila helps for the son. So memela, now the son is born. Mazel tov, he's a yid. He's born. Fine. So memela, so here they wanted that you should pay back the son. You should pay back the son. Leidosa bikdusha. So Rashi says, heichad leidosa yishal ben bikdusha. Michlef the Yisrael gomel. Then it looks like the fathers, I mean, everyone was by the bris. The father was, said Lachnise Bevrisoy, and the single was there. The Psalms, people won't know all the stories. And then later, the father dies, and Yenna was a Balchoiv to the father. And as soon as the father died, the son comes to the Malvin and says, no, pay up the father's hoiv. No, I'm not gonna pay up. Looks very modern. The people will not know those terms. Ayidish Akin, Ayidish Tate. So here they said, Ruach, you pay him up, Ruach Achomim Leichemen. Let us see Tais. Viskan Shei Rosei Shaloi Bikdusha Vulei Dosei Bikdusha. Perish Bekuntres. Oz Ruach Achomim Leichemen. And then if you'll pay up, we'll be very happy. Taimo. The Beperk Mishamei, so Taisa Esakash, the Zegman Baba Basra, Gabi Uvde, the Issa Giyoyre, Amerdike Maise, Issa Giyoyre was a goy. He was, I think, Ma'anes Shmuel's daughter, and then later he was Megaya himself, and they had a son, Rav Mori. So Rav Mori was Eirosai Shaloi Bekdusha. When he was Nisaber, was from a Goyish father, Vleidosai Bekdusha, and when Rav Mori was born, his father was a Yid. So the Gemara relates Amir de Kemaise. So, Havalei Treisa Alfei Zuzi Beirove. He had 13,000 Zuz Beirove. Perish Bepikod. Kika Shochib, when Issa Giyore died, now, I think the Rifla Rove was Mustama Rosh Yeshiva, it was Angak Tzores, there was no money in Yeshiva. Amish Hashkoche Protesh, that now he has Agir died, he doesn't have any Yorshim. So Memele, so this Tachmamish Hashkoche Protesh, that now he has 13,000 Zuz. Can't think who was going to start paying first the cable check. Malka upon him. So Rove was very happy with this. So Kama Rove, so Rove said, Hechelek Nino Rav Mori Lahani Zuzi. That means he was afraid that the father might be makne the money to Rav Mori before he dies. The father knew what's So Rove made the process of elimination. There was no way how he could be mocked with the money. The money was by him, and he was in a different town, and so how could he be mocked with the money? With Mashiach, the father, he was not around for the money. He couldn't get to Rove. I'll call Rove with my mitzvah, and he won't. I got some ice. Rove is not going to help Issa Giyore be makna the money to Rav Mori. Mashme, the Rove, and then all the Mashme, the Rove, the Rotsu, the Sham, Rav Mori, Barochel, Al Roye, Roye, Solis, Case, Bab. That's the story over there. He wanted to be Zeichen the money. Hashte, the Chiloy, Hoye, Roye, Shteiru, Achachomim, Neuchman, Rashi says, that Rucham Neuchman, he's like a Yid, and the father's a Yid, Shasi was born, he was a Yidid, Yiddish father, so he should pay back the money. Rav didn't want this. Shei Rav Mori Baruch, Le Rosh Vishle Bikdusha, Le Rosh Bikdusha Hab. Vo'ima Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Legabe Halvo. Here we're speaking about Halvo. Sha'ois Aloi Toive. The father did him a Toive. He lent him the money. Let's see the side. Ruach Chachomim Leichim Enoshli Shalom Rotach Has Toive. He had to lend you $13,000. And now you die and the son won't get anything. So even though Mikra didn't, the son doesn't Yarshin. Ruach Chachomim Leichim Enoshli paid the son the $13,000. But Avul Hosam Pikodnav. Over there was a Pikodn. Is it getting do me a favor? I was doing a favor. For Issa Giyore, I was watching it. For 5 years, I was watching the money. So here there's no din. So now, I was watching it for 5 years, and now he dies, and I'll give it to Rav Mori. There's no din of Ruach HaChomim Leichemen. There is no such din. The Ri doesn't like this whole pshilik. It's an undervolt. Ellen Yirili Leforish, Punfaker, and Rashi. Hey, those, Shalai Bigdusha, Lay Dose Bigdusha. Ain Ruach HaChomim Leichemen. The Chazal do not want that he should pay up the Chay. Lefishu Korev Lieski. So this is dangerous. That means that he was born a Yid. And Bishas later, the father was there by the Brismet, Atalas, the cop, and the people there.
a Yiddish tata, a Yiddish kind, people could be, will not know what really happened over here, that it was it's a Goyish tata that became Yiddish after the Heroin. For Osi Lachlufi Lishavi Yisrael Goma, so people won't know. And I'll give him yet the money in the Chaychadetz. Oh, you see that? That's a Solomon does. Vim Yiyabeim Eishes Ochit. So what'll be, now let's make a scenario. So now what's gonna, we're afraid what might happen. What might happen is as follows. This Yingle, who was Hayrosu Shaloi Begdusha Vleidosu Begdusha, he was born, his father was ready, a girl. Fine. Now, his father and the mother had two more children. Fine. The other children are Hirosim, Leidosim, Bekedusha. Fine. Now, let us give them names. As the first one was Reuven, that was the first one that was born, and the other two are Shimon and Levi. Now, Achman and Atzlan, Shimon died without children. There's a Din Yibum. Now we have to Mimiyabim his wife. No, so the mitzvah of b'chayr liyab. So Reuven will say, I'm the b'chayr. I'll be miyab. I want to do the mitzvah. He says, Hashem etayr a mitzvah. Reuven will want to be miyab. Achmon and Itzlon. Reuven is not, the Reuven and Shimon don't have the same father. Because Reuven, the Reuven, Reuven's father was a goy. So it's not Achim min Ha'ov. Reuven is going to be Yabim Shimon's wife, and she's going to get. Then he gives her a get, or give a chalitza. He's going to go and get yet. In the Vaasel Lachluv Shavi Yisolgam, Vim Yabim Eishes Ochiv, Yaimru Shein as the Kuka Oidla Ochiv, Shoy Sayrosa Vleidosa Bikdusha. That's what people will say. So Memele, you're going to give him money, so that's all. Money speaks. That means, so you're going to give Reuven money that he yashin from his father. So he says, he's the prayer, yeah? He's the Gabi money was the prayer. Be the prayer like Gabi Yibim also. So pun fakel. People start thinking he's a real son. So there ain't ruach hachamin leichemenu. Hayrosim leidosim shalai bigdusha. So there kilko won't come out. So there ruach hachamin leichemenu. You should. It doesn't yashim, but if you give him the money, the chachamin will be tzefriden with his actions. I just like to be mesayim with a ha'ore. Taisvis was afraid that. Reuven might be Miyab Shimon's wife, and what's gonna be? Im Miyab Meishes Ochiv Yoimru Sha'ina Zakuka Oidla Ochiv. So they'll say, she's not, there'll be a Kilko and Yivam Malashuk. There'll be a Kilko and Yivam Malashuk. That's what Taisus was afraid of. Now, Lechayre, I would be afraid of something much more worse than Yivam Malashuk. Between you and me, if they had two more children from the same mother, that's also possible. They had two more children from the same mother. So now, Lagabi, if Reuven is Miyabim Shimon's wife, you know what he's doing? This is Eishes Ochiv Min Ha'ein. So this chorus over here. Chorus. Eishes talks about Yivam Olashuk, Shishtol Zokot Liyibom. I mean, let's be afraid of something more serious than Yivam Olashuk. So I wanted to say, Loi Rebosi, there's a Moiridike Machloikis, let's not get into the Indian. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you have Hayrosai Shaloi Bekdusha, Veleidosai Bekdusha, and twins were born, so a mother had two sons, and now one twin, they both got married. So in Shulchan Aruch it says Chayiv Mishem Eishes Ochiv Min Ha'ein, and this is a Gemara in Yevamos. The Chayiv Eishes Ochiv Min Ha'ein, the Achim Min Ha'ein. Zok Teshach in Yeredeya,
Simen Reisamach Tesif Kotenhof. This is the Lashon HaGemara. The Mechaber said explicitly that they were twins. Then there's Eishes Ochav Minein. But if Ruve was a son of the Giyoris, who was a Rosh Shaloi Bekdusha, Leidose Bekdusha, and Shimon was born Heirosei V'Leidosei Bekdusha, it's not Eishes Och Minayim. That's what the Shach says. And the Neidib Yudah is Chaylik on him, and he has Rayas from Rishayim, that it's not like that, there's no difference if they're Tumim, if they're not Tumim. It's the same thing. So L'chay Redachs Me'yev Amir Dike Raya to the Shach from our Tosfos. If our Tosfos was afraid that they'll be under the impression that they're Achim in the Hope, in the whole calamity Tosis can only think of is a Yavam al-Shuk, so L'chay Redachs Me'yev Amir Dike Raya to the Taz, that they're not considered Achim Minayim.